and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, that's October the 2nd. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live. You can join our chat room at KCNR1460.com. So now you have a couple minutes. Call up your friends, get on the chat room, start sending it out, because we've got a lot to say this morning. It starts with Governor Brown. No, really, it starts in Afghanistan. We're going to work our way across. But Governor Brown, yes, actually signed some bills that were so ludicrous that it's going to change your life here. And other ones he vetoed. And so now he's in trouble for vetoing nanny bills. But that's okay, because nanny bills are what we thrive on. Because, and that's what the Record Searchlight has started today. Nanny bill. And we're going to talk about that too. But you're going to need your friends there probably to give them a call, because we're on our way. Bad Bob, how are you doing?
Good morning, and doing well, sir.
Well, I'm fired up.
I noted that.
You know what? You come in and you read this stuff. You read this crap. You know, we went out last night to a really nice function. It was for a Turtle Bay. You know, they auction off things, and this was wine pairings or wine under the bridge, under the Turtle Bay Bridge. And a bunch of the girls got together, and I guess, and bid on this thing. So yesterday, from Market Street Steakhouse, Kingbury Levin, his beautiful bride, put it on, and it's pairings of wine and then heavy hors d'oeuvres underneath the bridge. And it was really, really nice. Really nice. But while I'm there, I'm learning things that I'm learning why the death penalty is bad. Is the death penalty bad? No, the death penalty is not bad. It's the way California handles the death penalty that's just atrocious. We're going to have a guest from San Quentin on to talk about this, about the exact things that happen to people on death row. And then I learned about bees. A good friend of ours, Dr. Doug McConnell, now has 60 hives of bees. 60 hives of bees. Yeah, I know. Well, how'd you do that? He says, he and two buddies built all the hives. Now, here's a renowned heart surgeon. And so they sit down in the basement out in the garage, and they build bee hives. And now they've got 60 of them out there with bees in them. Learn about all these things.
Darn good place for bees to live, in a beehive.
Well, there's a lot about bees. Well, we're going to have him on to talk not just about how screwed up Obamacare is, but talk about bees there one day. But right now we're going to talk about the weather.
Well, what we're looking at for today, very hot. High is going to be pushing the century mark. Clear tonight, low near 60. Cooling off as we head into the rest of the week, though. High near 95 for tomorrow on tap. 63 in Reading. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo's are back in town. Good morning to them. Hey, it's again music this weekend and pizza on Thursday nights. They only have like 50 pizzas that they serve because it's all handmade, hand thrown, cooked in a wood-fired oven. So you need to make reservations at 474-5546. Now we're getting ready to go to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Stocks are mixed this morning following yesterday's better-than-expected manufacturing report. Currently, the Dow's down 17 points at 13,496, while the Nasdaq's up 4 at 3,117, and the S&P 500's up 1 at 1,445. Oil's up 2 cents at $92.50 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.83%. Gold's down $4.40 this morning at $1,778, while silver's down 2 dimes at $34.75 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Caterpillar's down 68 cents at $84.79, Home Depot's down a dime at $60.47, and Verizon's up 6 pennies at $45.88. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, this is Carl. Are you there? Did we already lose you?
Nope. How you doing?
I'm okay, Josh. Well, first of all, we really appreciate what you're saying and your grasp of what's going on in Wall Street. So what's it look like in the economy here for the next 6 months? Any changes at all?
Well, from our analyst perspective, from the stock market, they're looking positive. From what I can read on the economy, things are just going to continue to slow.
Isn't that strange how the stock market goes up like that, and yet the economy is still in the doldrums?
Well, the stock market's a forward-looking machine, so it's typically ahead 6 to 12 months ahead of everybody else, whereas the economy is more of a lagging indicator. It's some tough times out there, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but what you just said was a very succinct way of putting it, and I appreciated that. Josh Wiley, who is one of our advisors from Wells Fargo Advisors, head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Josh and the rest of the gang down there. They've got great advice, and as he just told you, hey, this is why this is happening. Told you in one sentence. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come on back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the call. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bod. Linda's on assignment today, but you got me. 7:15 in the morning on the 2nd of October. Let's start with Afghanistan. 2,000 soldiers from the United States, soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, have been killed in Afghanistan for what? Why are we still there? Somebody explain it to me. Somebody explain to me what our end game is. Anytime you get into a fight, you got to have like something you want to have a result. One, you beat the other guy, or he beats you. But if you can beat the other guy, why aren't we beating him? Why aren't we destroying him? Why haven't we fixed that? Well, we haven't. And our 2,000th soldier, American, killed. A horrible, horrible milestone, but killed in Afghanistan. I would like to I'd like to hear what the president says about this, but I can't because he's too busy being on The View. He's too busy being on Leno. He's too busy being on Letterman because that's fun. Or he's too busy playing golf or having a basketball team there. Why don't you address what's happening in Afghanistan, Mr. President? You are the commander-in-chief, or did anybody somebody remind you of that? All right. What about this? Let's get closer. Governor Brown signed a number of laws, and he vetoed a number of laws. Gay to straight. He signed a law that said that you can not have a minor under the age of 18 go to see a psychoanalyst if they are confused about their sexuality. In this case, it's called conversion therapy. That it talks to them about changing from gay to straight. What if it was going from straight to gay? I mean, would that be the same thing, Bob? I mean, if you're changing, if it's illegal to talk to them from changing from gay to straight, could you? I mean, what if they say, "Hey, no, I'm straight and I really want to be gay. I can feel this. I really want to be gay."
Mm-hmm.
Is that illegal too? Nope.
Probably not.
No, it's not. Of course not. It's not covered by that. But what happens if you have a 16-year-old who is confused about his identity, his sexual identity, and he wants to see a psychologist, he wants to talk to him? It's illegal now for him to do that. How about a 14-year-old? It's illegal for them to do that. Because we've just made it illegal. We have just stepped into the family's knickers and said it's illegal for you to get treatment for your child. And it wasn't enough just to warn the families that this could be harmful to them, and it could be harmful to them. You've got people from both sides lining up. But the bottom line is that you just made it illegal. You didn't make it a warning. You just made it illegal, Governor Brown. For you got into the people's – you know what? Why is it that you can give morning after pills to 12-year-olds and you can't tell their parents about it? You can give them abortions. You can have them – he picks them up for abortions when they're 12 years old in schools, and you can't give them an aspirin. I mean, do you see anything going on here
that's
just a little strange?
Bed,
yeah, and that's the other thing, too. Oh, we'll fix you up with an abortion, but if you sit in a tanning bed, you're going to, you know, that's against the law. And here's the other, you know, and something else. It's nanny statism. It's going beyond that. It's going into the fact that they have just gone completely. Completely. They want to take over your family, my friends. They want to take over your family. And if they do, what's your recourse? Well, it's easy. Move out of California. That's it. Move out of California because the rest of the states don't have these idiotic laws. They don't have them. Oh, we're trying to spread this. Well, you know what? Let's just keep it in California. It's bad enough here without spreading it. Okay, now, what about this? Illegals can drive in California. Oh, just what we need. Ask New Mexico how that's working for them. A magnet for illegals. Of course, we're already a magnet for illegals because Arizona got tough, so what did everybody do? The illegals left, came running over here to California because it's life's good here. You can get a driver's license. You can get all types of medical care. You can do all this stuff. You get credit cards now because the government is working with the Mexican government for the food stamps program to make sure that people are fed. So they're making some, you know, they're interacting with the Mexican government and with the, so that everybody can have these food stamps. And they give you these like little credit cards because, you know, you don't want to use those stamps or you don't want to use those little things that you have to take out because it, you know what? It hurts people's feelings. So give them a credit card on this. Now, who takes a cut off these credit cards? Excuse me? Well, yes, the banks take some part of it. So now you're paying for the banks to issue credit cards to people who want food stamps. I'm not saying that food stamps or help is bad, but come on. So
Visa's getting a little piece of the action.
Yeah, of course it is. They're getting a little piece of the action. Now, and here's the other thing, too. Okay, let's just be honest about it. We've seen it. I've seen it. They come in and they use the stamps, and they buy the milk and the bread and the cheese and the stuff, you know, that's on that. Then they turn around and they take their cash and buy the cigarettes and the booze and the other stuff. Come on. We're not foolish. We're not stupid. I mean, we know what's happening there. Is there a way to keep that going? No. And you know why? There's nothing in there that says that we want you. The government rewards the state of California and other states by the amount of these things they hand out. And do you see anything in there about going after people that shouldn't be on this? No. Why? Gee. Nanny state. Okay, he did. Now, here's what Brown did veto. People got upset with him because they said that he didn't do enough. The people advocating that our California become just, if you're illegal, so what? You might as well just be a citizen. He vetoed the Trust Act, which means you had to turn criminals loose. You had to turn illegals that were caught here. Instead of holding them and calling them to ICE, the law was, no, you just had to turn them loose if it wasn't a serious crime. Well, they left out some crimes like pedophilia and child molesting. So he vetoed that. The other one is the nanny bill. Remember that when you're going to have to, I hate to say this since it's a nanny state. Remember the nanny bill where you were going to have to give child breaks and overtime to your babysitter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that? Well, he vetoed that. You know, Brown, hey. Yes, but the people advocating for the illegals said, oh, no, no, this is an immigration-friendly state. We want everybody to know that, and this just helps it.
You have to hire two and put them on rotation. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I am right now going to take a break because I've gotten to the point now we're getting ready to get into Reading and entering the nanny state of Reading. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
For shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Reading's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Reading's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors.
Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bot, 7:25 in the morning, October the 2nd. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great people down there, 30 years in the business, helping this community, Joe and Shelley have. Espresso Joe's great coffee. It's going to be getting colder. You heard about it. It's going to be getting down in the 50s later on this week. And we're going to be needing more coffee in the morning. And they've got it right there, Espresso Joe's. And, of course, the best prices on tobacco in this city. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans. All right. Let's go into Nanny State again. First of all, this isn't Nanny State. This is something that was forced on us here. But the supervisors are meeting today. Okay, that's today at 9 o'clock to talk about AB 109 in the budget. Last time the budget came up, the supervisors voted 5-0 to slap it down because Foreman had not given them the information they wanted. That's Wes Foreman, who heads up the realignment committee. He is saying is that we've redone this. I'm sure they'll like it. Here we are. This is the first year anniversary. We're celebrating our first year of having thugs and miscreants and the crime challenged walking our streets. It's been a year. Been a year, my friends. Can you believe that? In our if you kind of like avoid a couple of things like that are out there, like our personal property crime has gone up 60%. Imagine that in just a year. 60%. And we, you know what? Here it is, the first year, and what have we accomplished? We finally got the damn jail last thing open. I shouldn't say the damn jail. Tom Bosenko got the jail open in July, maybe parts of June. And so we have that. But what else have we done in a year? In a year. Congratulations, supervisors. I guess we're lucky that we don't have them walking. The only thing left is for us to start taking them in and just putting them in our, you know, hey, take a criminal in and feed them.
Have you driven around the vicinity of South City Park lately?
Oh.
I was appalled. I went down California, jogged over to Market, and then where it joined Cypress. I must have seen 4 police incidents taking place, people on the sidewalk, and the cop is there. 4 or 5 police cars just in that little area, and people sitting in the alleys, just hanging out, one guy in the park waving his arms. It was scary.
Well, let me tell you about it. And so what's the Record Searchlight editorial about? Crime? Getting this cleaned up? No! It's time to pass an anti-smoking ordinance in the city parks. Excuse me? Excuse me? It's time to pass. Of all the things that are going on, that's what you can find to write about. This is what you're backing as a non-smoking ordinance. And let's talk about this non-smoking ordinance. Oh, we took a survey. You know what you can do with your surveys? Here, let me show you right now what you can do with your surveys. Hey, I'm doing it right now. Guess what I'm doing? Anyway, and the reason I'm doing that is a survey depends on who what the questions are and anything. I don't even know what the survey was. But here's where we are, just a couple minutes left. We're saying is that the editorial says, oh, no heavy hand in this. Oh, no, just somebody in the park that reminds somebody else, hey, it's against the law. Hey, Bruce, ha, 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 ha. What do you think's going to happen when somebody goes up to one of these Neanderthals that's out there and says, hey, would you stop smoking? It bothers me. Yeah, right. They're going to obey that one. And then it's non-enforceable. Get this. It's non-enforceable. You just heard what Bad Bob said about everybody all over the city and all the crime and all these people hanging out. Do you actually think that Chief Paletti's going to have people out on smoke patrol? I think not. You worry about the littering. One of the other things you said in there was the littering. There's laws against littering already. You know, it's like, hey, let's put on some more gun laws. Well, there's already laws about carrying guns and crimes with guns and all this. It's if there's a law against littering, cite them for littering. I don't smoke. I don't care, except for one thing. You're imposing your will on people when you don't have to with an unenforceable law. You're making them criminals. Oh, it's not criminals. It's just a misdemeanor. They break the law. They're criminals. That's what you're doing. Why do you even care? Show me the studies of the secondhand smoke in the parks and how that's harmful to people. I mean, is it like a fog coming through or just something in the background? Anyway, we've got too many more important things to talk about, like the supervisors and AB 109, to worry about something as silly as don't smoke in the park. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are searching for direction in early trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow's down about 20 points. Meanwhile, Express is slashing its third quarter forecast. The young adult clothing retailer lowered its guidance following an abrupt change in customer traffic during September. Cooler weather across much of the U.S. pushed retail sales higher in September. According to Redbook Research's latest indicator, sales were up 1.6% from August, topping expectations. Redbook says the demand for fall apparel bolstered foot traffic in malls. And the National Retail Federation is forecasting Americans will spend more this holiday season than last year, but won't match the growth seen in the past 2 years. The Federation estimates sales will rise 4.1% from November through December compared to the same time in 2011. Last year, holiday sales rose 5.6%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-6071. That's 1-800-620-6071.
After 2 years, Bigfoot is back. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Aaron's, Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowdy Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Plus, the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m. in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds at Red Bluff.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, Linda's on assignment today. I've got my rants out of the way, kind of, for right now. Hey, on October 3rd, the Shasta College, which is tomorrow at Shasta College, they're going to have the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative is going to be out there with a representative of the VA's home telehealth program and Dan Nervo of the Reading Veterans Center. Head on out there, and they're going to have a lot of information for people, veterans. If you've got any questions, these are some good people to talk to. It's sponsored by the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy and the Reading Veterans Resource Center. Call Mike Wiley at 472-1279. Okay. We have with us the Shasta, with us, representatives of Shasta College, and we're going to be talking about the Shasta College Harvest Fest. But before we get into that, Bad Bob, let me handle this one. Michael Savage, is that what you're talking about? Okay, Michael Savage, who is on our show from, on our station from 3 to 6 every day, is no longer on our station. It has nothing to do with political correctness on our part. It has nothing to do with political correctness on anybody's part. What it had to do with is this death struggle that Savage and TRN, his representative company, have been going on for 2 years. The mediator met with them, let out on Thursday and said that Michael Savage could be released from his contract. He chose to do that, and he went off the air the same day. So as you can imagine, it caught everybody by surprise, especially all of us affiliates that nobody had said a word to. We have, for the time being, we're bringing in Mike or Jerry Doyle, who was the sixth largest U.S. audience and does a great job if you listen to Jerry. But we're also on the lookout for other hosts from that 3 to 6 p.m. time frame. So that's what happened. We didn't pull him off. We didn't lose the contract with him. He just left the whole network. Now, what's going to happen to Savage? We don't know. He may go to another network, or he may just go to satellite, or he may just get out of radio for a while. That's what he said. Okay, if there's any more questions about it, please give us a call after the show at 605-4565, and I'll talk to you about it. Or just send me an email at carl at kcnr1460.com. But it wasn't anything we did. We enjoyed Savage. Obviously, he did not like working for his company at TRN. Okay, let's go back. I have Lemoyne Waite, who is the horticultural advisor and teacher, I guess, out at Shasta College.
Right. I am a horticulture instructor and ag instructor at the college.
Great. And then we have Max Schmidt. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. I'm an animal science major.
Animal science major. Okay. We'll get back to you. And we've got Garrett Wallace.
I'm an ag business major out at Shasta College, second-year student there.
Okay. You know, I want to talk to both of you about that, but we're going to talk about specifically the Shasta College Harvest Fest. So who wants to talk?
I can talk about that.
Okay,
this Saturday we're having our third annual Harvest Fest, and it's a fundraiser for our department, but it's also a way for us to showcase our department and what our students are doing. And so we bring people to the farm, and we have horse and wagon tours of the farm, showing off some of the projects our students have been doing throughout the year. And then we have great food, and most of it locally donated, and beer and wine, and live band, and then we have a silent and live auction.
So great. It sounds like a good time. Yeah. Now, what time does it start?
It starts at 5 o'clock with the tours, and then, the main thing gets underway around 6.
Okay. Tours of the area out there.
We take tours of the farm with horse and wagon, and if you've never been, it's a lot of fun. It
sounds like it. And that's when's it going to be?
This Saturday,
the
6th.
The 6th.
And you can get tickets on brown paper tickets, and that's just go type in Harvest Fest, and it comes up.
Okay. All right. That's something it does. And how many years is this for Harvest Fest?
This is our third year.
Okay.
We started it because we wanted to celebrate our 60th year graduating students in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that, and it was so well received, and we had such a good time doing it, we decided to keep going with it. So we're hoping to make it an annual event.
Okay. Max, what is an animal? What was it, animal husbandry?
Animal science.
Animal science. What are you studying to be? A vet?
Hopefully pre-veterinary options, yes. I was at Oregon State last year and plan to go back there to finish my degree in animal science and then go to vet school.
Okay. Too tall for Oregon State?
Too tall.
Too tall. All right, now, so why did you get into that? Were you raised on a farm?
No, I wasn't raised on a farm, but I like horses a lot, and I like cows, and I'd like to help them out later on.
So do you want to go in large animal then, veterinarian, or just regular?
Just large animals specifically.
Okay. And Garrett, tell us about you. Tell us what you're going
to
do.
I'm in second year, like I said, and I'm hopefully transferring to Chico State after this to get an ag business degree. I'm getting a certificate out there at the college. They have a pretty cool program for that. Don't know exactly what I'm going to do in life yet, kind of whatever comes.
But an agricultural degree, would that mean you go to a farm or agribusiness or something like that? Or
not? Hopefully something around those lines. Ag business, I feel, is pretty open-ended to as far as what my options will be when I leave, so I can have just showing that I put the time in to get my degree will help me get a job in the future, I think.
Okay. Well, this sounds pretty cool. So, okay, this is going to be on the 6th of October. It's going to start at 5 o'clock with tours around there and horse-drawn wagons. And then are you going to have, vegetables and all things grown or just about the things you teach and stuff?
We actually take folks around and show them the different things we're growing. So we have livestock, and we are growing Milo, and we have a bunch of hay and vegetables, pumpkins, our horticultural area. So there's a lot of stuff to see.
If you haven't been out there, you need to go out and do that and see this. This is a good time out there.
We have a 70-acre farm, and so they're going to get a tour of the whole farm, and there's stuff happening all over.
I bet there's lots of hints and everything, too, for your own gardens that you can pick up while you're out there.
Well, we're there. You can ask us questions.
And that's right. And Lemoyne said that she is a we'll come out and look at your roses, depending, I guess, on where they are. Okay, maybe just for our roses. I'm not sure. But okay. Last thoughts here on this?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, Max, when you this is your first year or second year?
This is my second year. I'm a sophomore.
Okay,
sophomore. First year at Oregon State.
All right. And then so when you finish this, and then two more years, and it's tough getting into veterinary school from what I understand. It's easier to get into medical school than veterinary school.
I feel like I have somewhat of an upper hand because I'm a male trying to get into large animal veterinaries, because there's a real shortage of large animal vets that are male.
Well, a little affirmative action, finally.
Yeah.
Okay. Affirmative action for a white male. I can't believe this, but you know you need large guys in the large animals, right?
Yes, sir.
Because so many people want to bone up those little dogs.
Yeah.
There is a real shortage of large animal vets. It's a lot of people going into the dogs and cats, and not necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you know, for $300 for a neuter, $400. You know, one of the things too, Max, is that you know there's places out there, towns and cities out in the West that would probably pay for you to go to a veterinary school if you promised to come to their town and be their vet.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not.
You might want to research that because, you know, they need vets. That's right. You know, it's out in the, you know, Wyoming, Montana, it's tough to get a vet out there. You might want to take a look at that about them. You know, of course, you have to get in, be admitted into the school, but they may pay your tuition, but you got to promise to be so many years out there.
Right.
All right. Okay. Everything okay then with you, Garrett?
Yeah, everything's good.
Okay. All right. So that's Saturday. Starts at 5 p.m. right out Shasta College, right?
Correct, on the farm.
And how much are they? Tickets?
$25 a ticket if you buy it in advance, or $35 at the door.
And that gets you the tour?
That gets you the tour, all the food you can eat, and drinks are separate from
okay,
that.
Okay, and the funds that are raised go to?
It goes to our students and their student projects. This year, all the funds that we raise are going to go to, we are building a new classroom, and it's going to outfit all of the lab equipment for that room.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for stopping by, and good luck with this.
And
again, you know what? There's so many things always going on around here, but this is a good, sounds like a good event. Looks like you're gonna have a good time with it. Okay, we're gonna take a break. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
He is speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying. And Norwegians?
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. That was my fault, Bad Bomb. 7:47 in the morning on October the 2nd. We're on a move. It's 62 degrees right now. And not only is it 62, it's going to go up to 100 today. And so what happens when it's 100? It's hot in your house. What are you going to do? You call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 and go, it's hot. And he'll come over and fix it. In fact, we're going to have him come over and check out our filters in the air conditioner down there. Getting ready for the winter because it looks like we're going to go from 100 to 40. This is our idea of fall is 2 days in October. Anyway, if you've got anything you want to talk about your heating or cooling system, why don't you give them a call at Alliance Heating and Air. They've been around since 1992. They're good people. 221-2642 or check out homecomfort.org. All right, where was I? Had I slashed and burned the record search light enough about
You'd gotten a good start on him.
All right. Well, I'm pretty much leaving him alone now. But that's what I think. Yes. That's what I think. And they're voting on that, by the way, at the city council tonight. So if you are for individual freedom, if you are against nanny state, go down to the city council, get one of those little blue cards and say, you know what? Enough is enough. You're not going to enforce it. You're not going to, you know, you've already got laws about littering. You're not going to enforce this thing. And police aren't going to do it. And what you're doing is you're telling people to go up to other people in the park and tell them, hey, you know, you're wrong for doing that. Excuse me. Record searchlight, what you've done is what if this lady goes up? Well, the record searchlight said I should just go up and tell you that you can't smoke here. Whack! Who do you hold responsible? The whacker? The wacky? Or the paper for instigating this whole thing. Anyway. We like Bruce Ross. Anyway. Okay, where are we at now? Oh, lawsuit from our people at REU, the employees there, the union there, says they're going to have a lawsuit. If they go into outsourcing the help center, then this looks like this is a place to start a lawsuit. The labor union is going to file a grievance if it happens. And from the Reading Electric Utilities Customer Service Department has filed a grievance warning of a lawsuit if the city tries to outsource the call center. Now, you remember this, they're going to, because they've had to upgrade their software and all this. And so, SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, in other words, that's the labor side of the Obama administration, has arguing on a ruling based by the 4th District Court in another town here that says that you cannot lay off employees by outsourcing their municipal jobs to companies in the private sector. Excuse me. Well, first of all, let's go back to the the help center. People say, oh, they can't handle the job, they can't do this, can't do that. Well, frankly, I've never had a problem with the help center, and I always call at the last minute. I mean, I literally do. The day it's due, I call. I never have any problem paying my bill over that, or online, they're really nice walking in there. You're sitting in there. If you go out and sit in there, you could be in there for a while, and you see the most interesting people in the world. A true microcosm of Reading walks through the help center to pay their bills that day. You owe it to yourself, if you haven't done it, go down there and sit there for an hour. And if you've either lost your bill or you, for whatever reason. But now they're talking about outsourcing. Now, but those people going to lose their jobs, the ones that, when, if they outsource? No, the people they're talking about aren't going to lose their jobs. I think they get moved to someplace else. But in the future, they will not have those jobs. Those jobs are going to go to somebody in Indiana or Malaysia or who knows where. So that's what the lawsuit's about. Isn't this funny? I'm feeling ambivalent about this. I don't want to see any people lose jobs here. And if they're not going to lose jobs, fine. But on the other hand, if you can save $100,000 or $250,000 a year by outsourcing, maybe we need to take a look at that. What about things like garbage, trash? And everybody, you know, anytime you talk about outsourcing anything else, I mean, they fight you like hell on this. The city does, but the city staff on this one thinks it's a pretty good idea. We'll take a break. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It may seem hard to believe, but cold and flu season is just about here. Pulse Urgent Care suggests that you don't wait until it's too late. Flu shots are available now at Pulse, and they're only $28. Call 722-1111 and ask about the flu vaccine. Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Come into their newly expanded facility anytime, 7 days a week from 10 till 8. Or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare is accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says, if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Here's North State Conservative Jim Nielsen.
Hi, this is Jim Nielsen. You know, the Sacramento politicians have really made a mess of things. They increase spending and pile regulations on our farms and small businesses. And their only plan for California is to raise taxes. Taxes kill jobs. We don't need more government. We need more jobs. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. It's time to take back the checkbook and remind Sacramento that they aren't the boss. We are. We can start by defeating Jerry Brown's tax increase, derailing his $100 billion high-speed fantasy train, and stopping his scheme for a peripheral tunnel. North State water should be used right here to grow our crops, not shipped south to hose down tennis courts in Beverly Hills. This is Jim Nielsen.
A conservative rancher with North State values and good common sense. Jim Nielsen for Senate. He fights for us.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:55 in the morning, October 2nd. Is that right, 62?
Yep. Always drops a hair just before sunrise, so yeah, 62 currently.
What kind of hair? I mean, is it a bear hair? Is it a mastodon hair?
Could be a little red hair. One.
Oh, okay. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. How appropriate. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee what something other shops can't guarantee. You bring in that little chip, he'll fix that or cracks up to 24 inches in length. Okay, he fixed a crack in my windshield that was 12 inches in length there. And I tell you what, you can't tell. Can't tell it's there. Is that great? Anyway, he's down on Market Street at 3280 Market Street in Reading. Or give him a call at 241-8373. If you got those little dings in your windshield when it gets really cold and you get water in there and then it gets frosty and then it'll just smash your windshield, get it fixed now. Get it by somebody that will guarantee his work. Okay. I got into this a little bit yesterday, but I have to get back into it again today. That, you know, how they want to tax everything in this state. No. They show everything. You know, everything. They want taxes. And if you're a success, they want your money. They want your money. If you've built your business for 40 years, they want your money. And I say they, I'm talking about Brown and the Democrats. They're in charge. I mean, they're in charge. The Republicans can't even get a bill out of committee. So the Democrats want your money. They want all of our money, right? Wrong. They don't want all of our money. The money that they don't want comes from giving Hollywood tax breaks for films and television shows shot in California. How about that? A renewal of the Hollywood tax credit. And he signed that. They rejected legislation that would have given the families of law enforcement officers and firefighters more time to file for job-related death benefits. And it would double the statute of limitations. He vetoed that. And he said that they did not have enough information about it, blah, 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 blah. He said that it would cost hundreds of millions. However, he extended the Hollywood tax break. Is that interesting? Do you find that interesting how they will take your money? But if you're from Hollywood, Bad Bob, if you're from Hollywood and these people down there, then you get tax exemptions.
Jeez,
what is this?
And of course we know where the Hollywood crowd swings, so to speak.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, philosophy. Look at all that money they're going to put into those Democratic, you know, they can use those tax breaks to help get Obama back in the office so they can write and have these great, you know,
million-dollar plate dinners or whatever.
Yeah. I can't go to a million-dollar plate dinner. $500,000, I still can't go to it.
I guess if I ever wanted to see that little vein pop out on your forehead, I'd just utter the words, George. And we'll stop right there.
George.
The actor. The one you despise.
Oh, gosh. There's several of them. Oh. George Clooney?
Yeah. Oh, you said his right name. Okay.
Oh, no, I don't despise George Clooney. I find him misguided.
Ah.
I find him misguided. But he's done good things like Darfur and all that. No, there's things like that. Sean Penn, I'm not too sure about. Because he's buddies. I think he and
Hugo
Chavez,
buddy?
And I've seen them kiss each other on the cheek. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. We come back. We're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart now is hearing. Kim Wood's coming in from Upstate Hearing, and he is going to talk about, and we haven't had a show on this, so this is our first show talking about hearing problems, how to help your hearing, you know, things to be looking for, you know, in your children and the elderly, about the things that you can do to help preserve your hearing. And I think this is an important enough subject that we're going to spend some time with it. Plus the fact that we're going to talk about the types of ear plugs to aid you. I mean, if you're out into shooting or riding your motorcycle or anything that's got a lot of noise rushing by your ear, you may want to, you're going to be interested in the types of earplugs that he can make for you that's going to save and preserve your hearing. All right. Okay. We're going to be back here in a few seconds, again with Ken Wood from Upstate Hearing. We'll be talking about a number of different things because he's not just a one note speaker here. Carl Lindebaugh, 3-5 Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Voters won't need to bring an ID to the polls in Pennsylvania. Judge has just blocked a new law. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Commonwealth Court Judge Robert Simpson saying the court remains unconvinced that voters would be able to get IDs in time for next month's election, ruling the court is obliged to enter a temporary injunction. The tough new law, passed by a Republican-controlled state government, would have required Pennsylvania voters to show photo ID to vote in the presidential elections to prevent voter fraud, but Democrats argued the requirement would unfairly target younger voters as well as minorities. Dave?
According to Election Day's in 5 weeks, but in Ohio, people are going to the polls. Early voting starts today in that state. With President Obama and Mitt Romney both doing debate prep, getting ready for tomorrow, their running mates are out doing the dirty work.
The other day on TV, President Obama said that he can't change Washington from the inside. Isn't that why we elect presidents?
Republican VP nominee Paul Ryan campaigning in Iowa. Vice President Biden, who has attacked his rivals for only wanting to help the rich, is about to rally Democrats in North Carolina. A U.S. Border Patrol agent is dead, shot early this morning in Arizona. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
U.S. border agents were on a routine patrol on horseback near the Mexican border in Naco, Arizona, where we're told the agents came under fire. One agent killed, another hurt but expected to live. The U.S. Border Patrol now searching for suspects in the area known for drug trafficking. It's also where Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered in December of 2010 by guns linked to the Justice Department's botched Fast and Furious gun smuggling operation. Dave?
Jeff, Chrysler had a strong September. Sales surged 12%, but Ford was stuck in neutral with flat sales, while GM only had a slight gain as both automakers suffered from less truck buying. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 44 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Adults were critical of young Al. His energy was, well, boundless. His questions were endless. These days, people would call him ADD. In his day, teachers called him addled. But not his mother. In his energy, she saw potential. In his questions, intelligence. Al credited her for all he would do. As he grew, Al was known as Thomas Alva Edison, holder of 1,000 patents, inventor of the light bulb, phonograph, and motion pictures, father of the electric age. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. May I encourage you to look around for undervalued co-workers? Who knows what your belief can electrify in the high calling of our daily work?
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
A finger is being pointed toward China in the search for whoever hacked the White House over the Internet.
A law enforcement source tells Fox News that the hack attack originated from China. White House officials identify it as a spear phishing attack, where a hacker sends emails that appear to come from someone within the organization targeted. A White House official opening a link in the email appears to have granted the hacker access. But the administration downplayed the significance of the attack, saying it occurred on an unclassified network. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The Pope's ex-butler says he's innocent of theft but feels guilty for the scandal involving sensitive documents about the Catholic Church leaked from Pope Benedict's residence.
The former papal butler Paolo Gabriele admitted the leaks, saying he was guided by instinct and concerned the Pope was being manipulated, but he denies taking a check and a piece of gold. The father of three said he regretted betraying the Pope. He says he loved him like a son. Vatican spokesman Father Lombardi said defense claims that the butler suffered during the first days of his confinement, that the light was never turned off and he could not stretch out his arms, would be investigated. A verdict could come by the end of the week. At the Vatican, Cordy Walsh, Fox News Radio.
The day after a ferry and a boat collided in Hong Kong's Victoria Harbor before a fireworks show, killing 38 people. Seven crew members from both vessels have been arrested. Crews spent the night removing a locomotive and two derailed rail cars, repairing tracks also, after an Amtrak train crashed into a truck that failed to yield in Hanford, California.
My mother called hysterically saying that the train had overturned, and my sister, my niece, and her newborn baby are on that train.
Now, there were about two dozen people hurt, none seriously, ranging from bumps to scrapes to bruises, maybe broken bones. This is gruesome. A farmer eaten by his own hogs. It happened last week in Oregon. Investigators aren't sure if he'd had a heart attack and died in their pen or if he was attacked, which one local animal expert says would be highly unusual. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 in the morning, October the 2nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone line, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat rooms going. And there's Hello Sunny and Angel and Bad Bob and several others that are in there talking about what's going on around here. Bad Bob, what is the weather?
Well, what we're looking for in North State today is going to be lots of sunshine, high pushing the century mark, clear tonight, a low near 60. Sunny again tomorrow, but temperatures diminishing, high around 95. Currently in Reading, it is 63 degrees. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a quick ride out of Palo Cedro, heading up 44 towards Shingletown. Great food, great ambiance. The music out there on the weekends is just second to none. But the food is just outstanding. And on Thursday nights, they have pizza night as part of the menu. But you got to give them a call at 474-5546 because they literally, they run out of pizzas. They make 50 or 60 doughs, which are all handmade and hand-thrown and then cooked in their own wood-fired oven. And sometimes every so often they run out of pizza. So give them a call if you're going up Thursday and say, I want one of your specials, which are great. Handmade pizzas with handmade meatballs that are sliced and then cooked on it. These are really good. All right, Anselmo Vineyards, right out towards Shingletown, just a short ride from Palo Cedro, 474-5546. Okay, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Well, markets are mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's down 43 points at 13,472, while the Nasdaq's up 5 at 3,119, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,444. Oil's down 6 cents at $92.42 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.81%. Gold's down $2.80 at $1,780, while silver's down 24 cents at $34.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Disney's down a dime at $51.97. Microsoft's up two dimes at $29.69, and ExxonMobil's down 11 cents at $91.69. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are here to lead you through the labyrinth of Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and see Josh, Kathy, Susan, or Chris, and they will give you great advice. Okay, our guest today, Ken Wood from Upstate Hearing. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about you, hearing loss, impacts that hearing loss has on you, how you can avoid that, and then if you do have hearing loss, what you can do about that, because we've got the expert here. We'll be right back, Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Listen to your heart.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, We know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindabaugh, Linda's on assignment this morning. 8:12 in the morning on October the 2nd. Somebody just sent in on the chat room that some farmer in Oregon was eaten by his pigs.
It was in the Fox News. That's what I was going, ew, about as we were coming out of the
news. Is that what it was? Yeah. It was something. But, you know, the thing about it is pigs are omnivores. They will eat anything. And so if I was you, if you had a pot-bellied pig for a pet pot-bellied pig, and you tripped in front of it, you might not want to, you know, you might want to just turn over and just watch them. Just in case, because they get that little look in their eyes. You know, they may just want to come up.
I think I'm going to skip bacon on the next breakfast.
That's right. He calls you bacon. Oh, look, bacon tripped. Bacon tripped. Let's go on over and check him out. All right.
Well, that's because there's a shortage.
The shortage of bacon. That's right. Yeah. But when they start looking at you like bacon is what I'm concerned about. Okay. We're back here. And we're going to be talking today with Ken about hearing. Let's talk about you first.
Okay.
All right. How'd you had hearing the hearing kind of game in your life for a long time?
Yes, I have. I was born with a hearing loss and started wearing hearing aids when I was 8, and that was quite a while ago, I might mention, but you know, so I can definitely relate to wearing hearing devices and some of the older technology and seeing a lot of the changes that come through. But that's not really...
When did your parents realize that you were having problems with hearing? Do you remember that?
Yeah. My sister, who's a year and a half older, also has a hearing loss, and so they found it on her first, and then I was probably about 5 or 6, and then finally got a hearing aid when I was 8 in the third grade, and I thought it was really cool. You know,
because you could hear.
Yeah. I heard all kinds of things. Yeah.
That can be dangerous for little kids.
Yeah.
I heard all types of things. Yeah. But the technology back then was a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. We call them bananas. That's what we used to wear behind our ear with a big banana.
A big banana.
They were pretty big compared to today, you know. You could definitely see them. But, you know, but my hair was a lot longer back then.
Was a lot what?
My hair was much longer.
Oh, your hair was longer. Okay, so you can just kind of hide it down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like today.
Yeah.
Okay, and then progress through here. And so you had hearing problems when you were a child, and your parents realized it and had you fitted with a hearing aid.
Yeah. So I got a hearing aid when I was 8. I lived over in Humboldt County and I went down to San Francisco for my first hearing aid. But that's not really how I got into business. You know, it was a little bit different than that. Uh-huh. I always liked fixing things. When I was a kid, my dad used to have a gas station, you know, fix bicycles and then later motorcycles and so forth. So when I went to college, I decided I wanted to go into electronics and fix electronic things. And I was doing some of that at the time. And after I graduated, I went in to see my hearing aid provider in Paradise. Dick Havens, and he says, and I was complaining about maybe having to go to the Bay Area because that's where most of the work was, and Paradise being the biggest place I ever lived, that didn't sound too appealing. So he said, have you ever thought about the hearing aid business? And it never crossed my mind until he said that. So I started out doing repairs for him. He had a side business. We did repairs for offices all across the country, and I'd go to the post office in the morning, collect hearing aids, repair them that day, and then ship them out. And so that's where I started.
Is it difficult to fix hearing aids? I mean, are they essentially simple, or at least they used to be essentially pretty simple? Or
well, you know, it's amplifiers? Fine. You know, the wiring's really fine, and so your soldering iron's really small, and you do it through a magnification and good lighting. But it's a lot different today. We don't do the kind of repairs today that we used to just because technology's gotten to the point where it's much more difficult. It's kind of like fixing your car today versus back in the 70s or 80s.
Oh, yeah, because then now you need something to read computers with. Back then you could just work on them. So.
Right.
Okay, we talked about your parents realized that you had lost your hearing, your mm-hmm. sister had. Parents, what should parents be looking for in their children if to find out if they have a hearing loss? Is there some things you can do, just at home to check on it?
Yeah, usually you can tell, you know, when they don't respond when you talk to them or they don't turn around when you call their name. But oftentimes I have people bring their kids in and it seems like 9 times out of 10 they think they have a hearing loss and they really don't. They're focused on something else. They're not paying attention type of thing. Mm-hmm. Or maybe their speech isn't as good as they think it should be. Well, they're just speech is being delayed, but it should be checked. You know, if it's something that they're unsure of, definitely have it checked.
Do the teachers in schools find a lot of children with hearing problems? Are they trained to do that?
Most of the time when kids go through their physical at school, mm-hmm. part of that is a hearing evaluation, a hearing screening. So it's a pass-fail type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fail it, then they go on for further testing. So it usually is picked up in the schools often.
Okay. And then from there, so say a parent has a child that has a hearing deficiency, a difficulty. What do they do usually? What should they be doing then at that point?
I would start with their doctor, you know, contact the doctor and see about, you know, have their ears evaluated. Could be a medical issue. And then have a test done.
Okay. Now, you do testing at your facility here.
Correct.
And because you gave me a hearing test. We're going to talk about that later on. But upstate hearing does the, you know, you do not just the testing, but then you also provide the devices to help people here.
Correct. That's primarily what we do.
Okay. How long has upstate hearing been here?
It was actually established in 1968. It's the oldest office in Reading, and we've owned it since 1990. Moved from the big city of Paradise to the big city of Reading in 1990.
Were you born in 68? Were you around in 68?
No, it wasn't me. I'm actually the third owner of Upstate Hearing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they've been. Oh, that's what Bad Bob's over saying. They've been around forever, and so that's good. I mean, and then now you're even expanding it. So.
Yeah.
And talks of that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Ken Wood, and we're talking about hearing and hearing loss and the impacts it can have on your family. And the, we've just got a whole list of things about what hearing loss, how it affects people and how we can fix that or how you can fix that and have it checked and maybe even how to help prevent hearing loss, which is one of the things that Ken brought in to me today. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott.
Wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it bulk or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winners around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 is Tuesday, 8:23 in the morning, October the 2nd. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. I've been into my rant mood for at least 35 minutes today, and then we got some stuff from Shasta College and their big event this weekend. And now we're into this. This is our very first show we've done on hearing loss prevention, and what can you do to help? So one of the things you do, and our guest Ken Wood from Upstate Hearing, and we talked about Ken got into the business. We talked about your children, you know, about testing your children. If you think there's anything there, you can have them tested. Now that's one of the things you do. Mm-hmm. Right, Ken. And one of the things that, and I've known Ken, and I've known him for, gosh, a week now. And what I did was I came over and you gave me a baseline hearing test.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think it's important to establish that, you know your numbers, see where it's at. And, because you don't know. Oftentimes, I think hearing loss sneaks up on us, you know, and your family members notice it before you do. And it's good to have it checked to see where it's at and then go from there. And in your case, your hearing's still pretty good. Amazingly.
Amazingly. You know what? I'm just amazed at the way my body has responded after 64 years. I mean, I have been injured. I have got metal in me that will never come out. I've got broken things, cut things, slashed things, scars where you can't even believe people should have scars. And I've been around explosions, gunfire, loud music, the whole riding Harleys, and I actually still have hearing that's in that moderate level there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's some loss there, but not bad.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, totally surprised.
Yeah.
And when I got a hearing test when I was getting out this last time after coming back from Iraq, the lady who gives me the hearing test goes, she says, okay, now here's a question. She said, did you wear your hearing protection while you were on patrol? And I looked at her, and I said, why would I do that? Why would I wear hearing protection? Because I can't hear things then, you know. And she never did quite grasp this, is that none of us wore hearing protection. We didn't wear seat belts in the Humvees. We didn't wear hearing protection. And there's reasons for this. Anyway, but what you gave me was, and that test was, and then I could see where it's starting to decline in certain areas. And
right.
Something that I need to, maybe just be aware of, which is what you do.
Yeah, just be aware of it. And I think, you know, as time goes along, we can always recheck it to see if there's been any change and then, wear your earplugs. And because like you just mentioned, you know, when the lady asked you if you wore ear protection when you were on patrol, you know, we use our ears for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, our ears connect us to people and connect us to events.
That's right. And what was it you said something about of the two senses of seeing or hearing?
Yeah,
it was a, somebody said that they would.
Well, Helen Keller, you know, was asked if she would rather have her hearing or her eyesight. She said her hearing. And I think even for someone like myself, who's had hearing loss all my life, it's hard to understand that because the things I enjoy doing require eyesight. But eyesight connects you to things. Hearing connects you to people. If you think about from the time you get up in the morning to the time you go to bed, communication is all done with your hearing.
Now, tell us about that here on the radio station.
No, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The communication that you can, if you can be looking at somebody, also it masked what you're hearing sometimes. If that makes sense.
Right.
You can have a politician stand up there, and he's talking, and he looks like he knows what he's doing and all this, but if you're listening, you're hearing things that, you know, if you weren't looking at him, you'd be saying, well, what's he mean by that? But because you're looking at him, you're just, oh, okay. You know, and this guy is exuding this confidence. But if you're listening to him, you realize that, well, maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah. I fully agree is that hearing plays, you know, a huge part in how you understand things, of course.
Yeah, I think most people take it for granted, obviously, like a lot of things. And that's something that I've always tried to do with people who work at Upstate Hearing is I want them to understand what hearing loss is like. And so they've all had to wear earplugs for a day and experience hearing loss because I think it's important for them to sympathize and empathize with people with hearing loss that come in the front door, you know, what that's really like because it's hard for people to understand that.
Well, my father had hearing loss, time in the Army and just his life. And it was really significant to him when he got into his mid and late 70s. That he, you know, he couldn't hear. I mean, when he turned up the TV set, you could go in the other room and listen to the show.
Right.
And it would upset him if mom said something, you know, it's too loud. You know, it hurt his feelings because there's nothing he could do about it. There was just nothing he could. He got some hearing aids, and that helped. But it was really at that point, it wasn't working all the time.
Yeah.
So it does. It cuts you off from your family.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
It disconnects you from your family, and they're the ones that notice it. You know, and I think like your father's case, I don't know the specific situation, but a lot of times when people wait like that, it's harder. You know, when they start out when they're younger and they adapt to it much easier and it's not such a change, it's much easier. But we see people come in later in life and do something, and it's more of a challenge, you know, to adapt to that and to get used to hearing sounds again that they haven't heard for 20 years. Because that's what their brain thinks is normal hearing, is with their hearing loss. So all of a sudden we change that. It seems very abnormal to them.
And I imagine that has a significant impact, a mental, it probably has a mental impact on them then. They're hearing things. All of a sudden they're hearing things. And which can be dangerous too, because people might talk about them.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
I can't hear. They can't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can. You know, yeah. Oh, gosh. Pop's had a hearing aid for 3 weeks and he's changed the will.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. Okay, so it does have, this loss of hearing does have a significant, it can have a significant impact on being with your family or your interaction with your family.
Sure, so family and friends, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, you miss the punchlines and you go out to a restaurant or something, everybody's laughing, you look around and you don't know what they're talking about. It disconnects you.
Yeah, and that right there is that's very important. It disconnects you from not only just your family but society. And if you're a younger person who is trying to hide this, it just makes it worse. You know, if something's happened to their hearing. Well, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about that. There are things that you can do to preserve your hearing or to help preserve your hearing, and that other things that hearing loss is linked to. And that, you know, what we can do for people with a hearing loss and how can we fix that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Ken Woods from Upstate Hearing.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Two Border Patrol agents have been shot in Arizona. One was killed.
The search is on for whoever killed one Border Patrol agent and shot another in the ankle and buttocks. The gunfire took place near Naco, Arizona. The area, about 100 miles southeast of Tucson, is a known drug smuggling corridor, although what sparked the shooting is still under investigation.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. 5 weeks till Election Day. Early voting starts today in Ohio.
Nearly a million Ohio voters have requested mail-in ballots.
Between mail and in-person early voting, 1.7 million voters cast ballots in that manner in 08.
And Secretary of State John Houston sees no reason to think that will change this time around.
Matt Bruning with Fox News Radio affiliate WTVN in Columbus, Ohio. August home prices up 4.6% from that time last year, the biggest jump in more than 6 years. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Want to shake up state government? Elect a state senator who'll fight for us instead of caving into the liberal power brokers.
Dan Logue beat the liberals to stop $60 billion in new taxes.
He showed Jerry Brown how failed liberal policies chase jobs out of the state.
That's why Tom DelBacaro, chairman of the Republican Party, endorsed Dan. Called him the right choice to fight Sacramento's irresponsible spending.
Why Congressman Tom McClintock said, Dan Logue is one of the great forces in Sacramento. Californians could not have a more fearless or energetic defender against overreaching bureaucracy than Dan Loeb.
It's why farmers count on Dan to kill Southern California schemes to steal our water.
Why the California Republican Assembly knows Dan Loeb will never back down from the fight to secure our borders.
A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Rifle Association.
Shake up Sacramento.
Dan Loeb for State Senate.
Jobs, not taxes.
Paid for by friends of Dan Loeb for Senate 2012.
Upgrade from cable and get the best offer ever from DirecTV and Woodville Enterprises for just $34.99 a month after rebate. Ask how to get NFL Sunday ticket included at no extra charge. Call your preferred DirecTV dealer, Woodville Enterprises, 232-0843, or stop by 2158 Hilltop Drive. 24-month agreement and choice package required. 2012 NFL Sunday ticket included. 2013 NFL Sunday ticket renews at full price. Offer ends 10-3-2012. New approved customers only. Lease required. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And our buddies there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Head on down there for a haircut. I'm going down there this week. Bob, you're getting close again.
Yeah, not far away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm heading down there today because I've got to, you know, leaving next week. So, okay, that's Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. It's really a good place. The men there are just outstanding just to sit there and listen to them and talk to them. Our guest, Ken Wood, from Upstate Hearing. We're talking about, this is our first show we've ever done about hearing and hearing loss and the impacts on it. And I like to do that. I like to do that on, try to bring up these things, in a medical sense that, As we, you know, it's because it's something that impacts on children all the way up through the elderly and hearing loss.
It does.
Okay. Yeah. Now, one of the things that once you get that baseline and you find out that, this is where I am, and you've got a type of lifestyle that could be noisy. You like trap shooting. You like riding motorcycles. You like being around, the cool open night cars. Anything like that. So you need to help preserve your hearing. And this is one of the other things that you and I did was we looked at earplugs.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of types of earplugs you can have. And I actually, even myself, even though I have several sets of custom, I have about three different types that I have readily available depending on what I'm doing. You know, just the disposable throw-ups. Sometimes I'll throw those in my ears if I can't, if I just want something quick. Or I'm blowing off the back porch, I'll put my earmuffs, turn my hearing aids down and just slip my earmuffs over because it's going to take about a minute. But the ones that seem to be the most effective and people like to wear the most are custom earplugs. Of course, we take a ear impression of your ear and like the ones we made you, those are what we call instant. So the material that we actually put in your ear, like caulking, is the finished product. You know, I dip it and...
caulking.
It didn't quite fill that void in there.
Yeah, no, I still got room in there. You know what? Here's the thing is, we had these done. I do shoot a lot, and I like to ride the Harley, and I like to do other things that end up being noisy at times. When you made these for me, and it took like all of, for the fitting was only like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I tell people 5 minutes for the material to set up, and we pull it out. And then.
Yeah. But then you have to do a lot of things afterwards. And it works so well. I mean, it was just like, I can't hear things. I mean, I can barely hear things. If somebody's up talking to you, you can hear that. But I mean, for canceling out the sound of shotguns or pistols or the Harley and the wind blowing down the road, these things are great. Now, yeah. I just can't believe how good they are because they're custom made. They fit in your ear.
They seal really well and they're comfortable. I mean, for people who need to wear hearing protection for long periods of time due to their work or something like that.
Saws, yeah. Anything like that. If you're blowing things, I was just surprised. And this is not an infomercial or anything like that. I'm just saying is that this is the first set I've ever had. I've read about them and all that, but this is something that I see how they work. They're fantastic. And it's not too early to get kids into these, is it?
Oh, no. I mean, you should wear hearing protection. Anytime it seems loud to you, wear hearing protection. Your body will tell you. And if you've been around some loud noise and your ears ring afterwards, that's called tinnitus, and you've just done some irreversible permanent damage. And I'm sure we've all been to...
Oh, I've got friends. Linda's got some from all the years in the rock world where loud speakers and things like this, she's got some of that.
Yeah, tinnitus is a very prevalent situation. Most people can ignore it, but it's very common, especially from being around noise. So, you know, protect your hearing there. And then if you do have tinnitus, a lot of times where the tinnitus is, the pitch of the tinnitus is where your hearing loss is the greatest. And so oftentimes we can mask it with amplification.
Oh, you can. So if you put, so if you have a hearing aid that you can, or hearing device, you can help that then.
Yeah, if you have a hearing loss with the tinnitus, because not everybody has a hearing loss with tinnitus, but if you do, where your hearing loss is the greatest generally is where the pitch of the ringing is. And so we just amplify that the most, and it masks it. It covers it up. It's still there, but it's being covered up.
Uh-huh. Well, so, that ringing in the ears, I've had several friends that have been in the military that result of explosions, loud noises all the time has led to that for them. And I mean, enough so that it was a very bothersome to them.
Yeah, for some people it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Ken Wood is our guest from upstate here, and we're going to come back and talk about how getting into the fact that what hearing aids can do to get you back into the fold of your society and even improve, your sex life.
That's right.
Okay, now I want some guarantees on this one because I'm telling you, and then stand by. Okay, you want some guarantees on then stand by because people are just going, you're going to have to take a number to get into your shop here. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio.
Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires present the 15th annual Crowley Motors West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Obsession, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, Shocker, and many more will all come to challenge Bigfoot. Also, freestyle motocross with sick tricks and backflips. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge, plus the Hillbilly and much more. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse, this coming Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autograph. And it's absolutely free. That's this coming Thursday night, 6 p.m., in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. And get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scandelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is what you're getting worth what you're paying? Most people look at a full service at a competitive price and reliability and flexibility that comes with a full service company. Remember, if the price seems too good to be true, it probably is. That's why you need to go to Shasta Gas Propane. Great prices, great people. They offer senior discounts and veterans discounts. If taking care of seniors and those who fought for our freedom is important to you, Shasta Gas Propane is the business you should be checking out. 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Local company doing great things for their neighbors. All right, our guest Ken Wood, and we're talking upstate hearing, and we just talked about a number of things during the break. And one of the things before I left was we're saying how having your hearing fixed can improve your sex life.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you think about relationships, and if your spouse is angry at you all the time because you can't communicate and you don't respond and you don't answer, it's not good. And research has shown. I mean, there's been studies done, and it's increased sex life and miscommunication, like that story I told you during the break. I mean, yeah, it's huge. You know?
Oh yeah, so, I misunderstand what's being said.
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened this morning? Linda said something as I was walking out the door, and I went, "What?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "Why are you upset?" And I go, "Well, why did you just say that?" She says, "I asked you if you cooked something in this morning." You know, this morning, and I went, "Oh, man, I wasn't even close to what I thought you said." So, and out the door I went. And so you're right.
Yeah.
And of course, mine could have just been as I was just in a fog anyway. Okay, so you're right. It's communication. Now, you offer different types of hearing aids.
Sure. Everything.
And, I mean, the hearing aids today just can't even see them. Or they're very, very difficult to see.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quite small. The most popular type is the miniature behind the ear with a wire that goes in the ear, and the wire just blends right in, and there's a speaker on the end of that, so it's a very natural sound. They work great. You know, they're digital systems with processors as powerful as a home computer.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Wow.
The digital signal processing has really changed the way you do business, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everything's connected. When someone comes in and gets fit with hearing aids or an adjustment, we connect it to a hearing aid. We don't use a screwdriver anymore like in the old days. You know, that's how we did it, was with a screwdriver. We don't do that anymore.
So you actually program the device to the person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And much more than that. I mean, we can control all kinds of things now as far as what the device sounds like and how it performs a noise, and if it picks up sound from the rear or the front, or if it's Bluetooth. You know, we have Bluetooth-compatible devices that connect.
You have Bluetooth-compatible hearing aids. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. This thing hanging around my neck right here is a very small device. It connects to my phone, and this connects to my hearing aid. So when I'm on the phone, as long as the phone is within 30 feet of me, I can talk on the phone with this device.
Wow.
So, yeah, it works.
There are so many new things. And, if you're stuck back in the 60s thinking that it's going to be a certain thing, it's completely wrong. Now, you've got a blog out there. Well, what's your website, first of all?
UpstateHearing.com.
And a blog talking about hearing.
Yes, we do a weekly blog there talking about all kinds of things, hearing protection and hearing devices and communication, all kinds of things we talk about on there. Sometimes they're hearing related. Sometimes it might be talking about food.
Okay. Food that helps you hear better.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. Now, this is hearing, and I probably should have known this because all this is kind of leading up to here, but this month, October, is?
Yeah, the month of October is Hearing Conservation Month. So, you know, it's...
What a great way to start off the month, talking about hearing conservation.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talk about protecting your hearing, either through, just something you put in your... If you've got any type of job that or pastime that's going to cause you... It causes your ears distress. You need to either put plugs in or headsets or things like that.
Yeah, you should protect it. I mean, you know, hearing loss due to noise is a function not only of volume, but duration. An example would be gunfire. You're familiar with that. Very sudden, extremely loud. It can have a certain amount of damage on your hearing. But you can also lose the same amount of hearing by a lower volume for a longer period of time. For example, I see a lot of people who drive a lot. Maybe, you know, law enforcement or people who drive in their job. Maybe they drive with a window down. It's not very loud compared to something, right. A chainsaw, a gunshot. But it's because they're doing it so many hours every day for so many days that in the long run, it can affect their hearing.
Well, I understand is a lot of the Navajo or a lot of the Navajo that I'm familiar with, the children, and we're losing their hearing because they would be riding in the back of pickup trucks all the time.
Yeah.
And that constant wind blowing past their ears and all that would cause hearing loss.
Yeah. And I think with a lot of kids today, even adults, you know, wearing these little earbuds in your ear and the volume cranked up, it's kind of hard to tell.
Let me ask you about that. I mean, because you can be walking by somebody who's got this thing shoved like 6 inches into their head, and you can listen to it.
Yeah.
It's almost like, my gosh. And that right there is just a great way to destroy your hearing.
Yeah, I get a lot of parents that ask me about that. They say, you know, what about my kid wearing those earbuds, listening to their iPhone or whatever? And the general rule of thumb is that if you can hear it, not the person wearing them, but if someone else can hear it, it's too loud.
Mm.
You know, so if you walk by somebody, you stand next to them, and you can hear the sound coming out of their earbuds, it's too loud.
Well, yeah, it's too loud. Frankly, I don't want to listen to what they're listening to, you know? Legend that I am. So,
what about the base cars? Is that causing hearing damage? I mean, the cars with the thumpy bass that you can hear three blocks off.
Well, no, the full range of music is there, Bob. The reason you're hearing the thumping bass is that the low frequencies travel more, and so, you know, if you were sitting in the car, it wouldn't sound like just thumping bass. You'd hear the full range of music. But when you're three blocks away, you hear the bass because that's what carries.
Let me tell you about the time that
they're definitely doing some damage, I guarantee you.
My 16-year-old daughter was getting ready to go out on a date for the first time with this guy, and all I could hear as he comes down the long driveway
was boom, 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 boom.
And when he stopped in front of the house, this is true, the windows in the front next to the door were vibrating. Boom, 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 boom. And he turns off. He walks up. He's your typical little 16-year-old. And he goes, "Hello, Mr. Bot." And I'm looking at him, and I said, "If I ever hear your boom boxes coming down this street again, I will rip them out of your car. And not only will I do that, I will put them in you." And he goes, "Oh, Daddy, you have to talk to him like that." "Oh, yes, I do." But anyway, he never played his boom boxes again. When he started the car, it was turned off. So, anyway, got to take a break here. I have this thing about somebody coming in. Frankly, it shows a lack of respect for the daughter. If somebody comes up with their boombox, is going, boom, 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 and then other things. Anyway, we'll be right back. Just an aside. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking about hearing today. And we're talking with Ken Wood, who's an expert. He's from Upstate Hearing. We're going to come back and talk about the different things also that you can do to improve your hearing.
Just a small town girl.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 6th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 5th annual Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic wines from Northern California and Southern Oregon and enjoy fabulous appetizers. The Lou White Trio, along with numerous drawings and a live auction for some wonderful packages, will entertain you during the evening activities. Get your tickets now at Haven Humane and at That Kitchen Place, or call 241-5262.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome you back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment. Be back tomorrow. 8:55 in the morning, 65 degrees, going to get up to 100 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. That's right. This weekend, Redding Harley Davidson is having an open house on the 6th, and it's going to go from 10 o'clock till 5. Get a chance to go down there and ride all the new bikes. Oh, yeah. Ride the new bikes. And, you know, and our guest, Ken Wood, is a rider. And here's a chance to go down there and ride a real bike, Ken. Ride an icon of America. Ride the Harley Davidson. I'm going to go down and test out a few of the bikes myself. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. And they've got, you know, not just the bikes, but everything you can possibly imagine to go with the motorcycles, clothing, accessories. You want new parts for you want new pipes for the bike. They've got them. They've got it all. And they've got some of the greatest sales team around. Just talk to Nathan. Of course, Ernie and Jessica have been running the place, and it's a locally owned, locally run. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Now, if you want to buy a Harley, they're going to put you on a bike. You're going to love it. And if you want to experience the ride, you want to live the dream, you've got to go to Redding Harley Davidson. And we're going to be down there, like I said, on Saturday at some point. And I want to check out, not because it has anything to do with riding things, but I've never ridden a trike. And I think I'm going to try one out down there just to see what it's like, you know, to drive one, because I've never driven a trike before. And I know you've got lots of bikes.
I've got a few, yeah. Trikes.
No trikes. Well, no, I don't have a trike yet. You know, the thing about it, too, is if you're going to ride a bike a lot, and you take long drives, I take long rides, mm-hmm. Hearing protection is so important.
Yeah.
I mean,
we sell a lot of custom earplugs to riders. I ride with custom earplugs that have stereos in them, that have speakers in them. So they're what we call stereo plugs. They're very similar. Bob and I were talking about the monitors that musicians wear. They're very similar to those.
You can buy earplugs that've got stereos in them.
Yeah, speakers. Yeah,
speakers. Wow. Okay, we only got like 3 minutes left. Talk to me about hearing aids. They do work. They can help you.
Yes, I think that, you know, oftentimes people think of hearing devices as the bananas that we had way back when I was a kid, and it's not like that anymore. I mean, hearing devices do work. We do surveys every month with people who get hearing aids from us, and the success is fantastic. And every day in our office, people talk about how it's changed their lives and it's changed their family. And I had a lady not too long ago coming back from a party. She said she realized a couple things. For one thing, she wasn't exhausted. Hearing loss can wear you out. She was the last one to leave the party. She says, I'm always the first one to leave. She said tears started to come to my eyes because I realized I could be a part of that party.
For the first time.
for the first time in a long time.
Over the period of time that they've, you know, they've lost that. So you can help people. People can come back into society. They can come back into their family.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, I mean, hearing is, and I'm just urging people, if you haven't had a hearing test, please do that. Have it done. Of course, you know, of course, Ken has got facilities there at Upstate Hearing, but also for your children, for your, you know, for your parents, to bring them back into the family. And this is one of the things that you push. This is one of the reasons you're on, is because you're really family oriented. And when I was talking to you before about this, it's, you're so strong on that.
Yeah. I tell people I love hearing aids. I love fitting hearing aids. I love what that does. It's very rewarding and it's fun. And after, well, I've been doing this a long time, almost 30 years, it's very rewarding. I love it.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, you know what? Ken Wood, Upstate Hearing, thank you so much. And thank you for taking me through the time to give me a hearing test and you, and getting me these earplugs because they work. And I'm going to be wearing these. I'll be shooting this weekend. I'll be riding my Harley.
Are you going to wear them when you ride your Harley?
I am.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to because they're purple. You can get any color you want practically, but I got purple. You know what? I don't know
I
why.
I thought we were getting you the pink ones. I don't know what happened.
No, no, no. That's only if you ride BMWs. So
easy. Easy.
Hey, our guest tomorrow is going to be Ed Rollman from the Hilltop Business Association. They're crime fighters up there. They've got an intelligence network on Hilltop to fight back against all the crime up there. And we're going to be talking to him about what's going on, how they are fighting crime up on Hilltop, and how they're working with the police. And that's tomorrow right here on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A sad day for the U.S. Border Patrol.
Every time that a law enforcement person is either killed or shot or injured in the line of duty, we all have to take a moment and think of the families and think of the heroes involved.
Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer on the murder of a federal agent near the Mexican border in Arizona. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with more live.
Two border agents were shot in Naco, Arizona, an area along the Mexican border just southeast of Tucson, known for drug trafficking. One agent is dead, another wounded. The shooting taking place near the border station named after Brian Terry, a border agent murdered 2 years ago by Mexican smugglers using guns, linked to the government's botched Fast and Furious gun smuggling program. Meantime, federal and local law enforcement agents, Lisa, now swarming the area looking for suspects.
Jeff, thanks. While the candidates do debate prep, the running mates go on the attack.
We won't duck these tough issues. We will get this done, and we will not try to transform America into...